What's up, my people? Aloha, bonjour, buenos dias, wagwan. Welcome back to my podcast. This is such a fabulous month. I mean, you know, we are celebrating breast cancer awareness as well as celebrating those who have overcame and those who have fought long and hard but has gone home to be with their maker. And I just want to big up my girl Luana Harrison, who came on, well, Luana Hales, let me correct myself, who came on earlier this month to talk with us about her journey on breast cancer. However, we have started a new series in the month of October, and last week we aired the first episode from that series, and this week is the second episode of that series. And I'm super excited to talk about this because I am at this place in my life. I have decluttered my mind. Well, still working on that, actually. I am decluttering my mind. I am getting rid of my complicated self, learning simplicity, transparency, and accountability, and living and leading from a place of rest. It's okay. It really is okay. You know, yeah, you're okay. It's okay. And if it's not okay yet, it's going to be okay. So that's what we're talking about. Last week, we talked about anxiety. And of course, you know, this is a season where anxiety is very heightened because people don't know what's going to happen. You know, they are not sure where the world is going to go. They are not sure what's happening, especially when it comes to the church. People are not sure if this is the end and different things like that. And so much has been going on in this pandemic season. But I'm so grateful for the word of God. Philippians 4 and verse 6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, here's the advice. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. And so that's such a great principle to live by. You know, so we today are talking about doing less of what stresses you out and more of what makes you happy. And I think that this is super important. I can't tell you how important this is because so many people are just in stressful jobs, stressful marriages, stressful families, stressful situations, living conditions, and they pretty much are stressed all around. And there are things that you can't not do. You have to do them, or, you know, because of your situation, you are trapped in doing them, whether it's a job or maybe it's an unhappy marriage. Not that you are trapped, but maybe you are trying to just please God, and so you are in that marriage and you are unhappy. So there are some things that you can't not do. Maybe your kid is acting up, you know, and you can't unmother or unfather your child. So many things around us that we can't get away from. But the things that we can make a decision on, I believe with my whole heart that we should. Including stressful people, stressful friendships and relationships, stressful places that you probably go and you're just totally stressed out by being in that place, and probably you don't have to be in that place. You know, this is gonna sound weird coming from a pastor, but there are even churches that people are a part of that stresses them out. And you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the Bible also says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. And the truth is, you want to please God, but it's stressful and it's messing up your mental health. And I'm in no wise encouraging anyone to leave their church or give up their post. But I'd say pray and ask the Lord to give you more grace and also to help you to not make it about you so that you don't take on all that's going on with that. But that's all I'll say, because I've been in church all my life and I know that it gets very, 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 very strenuous some of the times on people's emotions and different things like that, especially when you are in leadership. But I want you to live and lead from a place of rest. And this is why you have to do more of what makes you happy, because especially when you have a call on your life, you don't just get to walk away, you know, from your position as a member of any church or a leader in any church when God has called you there. So if that's stressing you out too, then you need to do more of what makes you happy and make some decisions on the things that you can and do less of them. One thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that life is short and things can change that quickly. So focus on living your best life and being the best version of yourself. I deem it so important after a season like this one that we've been through to live. A lot of us are just merely existing but not living. But if we are going to do it from a place of rest. If you're going to live from a place of rest. A lot of people are not able to do that because they do not feel secure, whether financially, physically, emotionally, or otherwise. Insecurity shuts down your ability to perform, which affects what you can do. So you end up with a lot of stress, a stressful job, marriage, family, or business, because your ability to do things shuts down. So you know, you take a menial task or a small job or a stressful job because that's all you can do. That's all you are able to do, because insecurity and stress shuts down your ability to go above and beyond. And so now you're in a stressful job, you know, that's not fulfilling to you because some part of you is telling you that there is more, but you've had to do what you have to do to survive, and that causes so much stress in your life. You also attract a lot of trouble to yourself, and that causes stress. So doing less of what stresses you out actually starts with finding the root of the stress, because someone can do the same job you are doing and not be stressed. So probably there's just something else going on with you. So you have to ask yourself the question, what is that inhibition that's messing up your ambition? Same applies to doing what makes you happy. Find that genuine place inside, uproot the sadness, and plant seeds of joy, because both emotions flow from inside out. So find the place where either of them is flowing from. I want to leave three things with you that will help you to do more of what makes you happy and less of what stresses you out. 3 points. Number one, prioritize your happiness. Prioritize your happiness. A lot of us don't do this. We prioritize things and people and jobs and other stuff, but our peace, oh my goodness, we do not even pay attention to. And that is not healthy. Here's number two. Find your thing. Find your thing. What is your thing? And number three, live in the present. All of these are so important. So let's talk about number one, prioritizing your happiness. Get rid of the idea that work is what you should do all day, every day. You need to make time. And notice I did not say find time. I said make time to rest and enjoy life. Some of the people who live the longest are the people who know how to take a break and cater to themselves. We live in a world today that can make you feel so trapped, as if you disappear for a bit, you will come back and find a whole new world. That's what the world wants you to think, that if you go away from it, it's gonna come back. You're gonna come back and find that it fell apart. No. That's not true. Because if you died tomorrow, the world still goes on. So before you expire, inspire. before you expire, inspire. Live an inspired life. Yeah, live an inspired life. Number two, find your thing. Find your thing. What's your thing? What makes you happy? A lot of times we start doing something that we see other people doing that makes them happy, and we automatically think that it will also make us happy. Well, that's not always true. Finding you and finding what you like is what's going to make you happy. And yeah, that's what you should do. Find what makes you happy. Find what you like to do, and then schedule time to do just that. Luke 14 verse 29 to 30 tells us, Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said to them, who builds a house, who builds a tower without counting the cost? Because you lay the foundation and then you aren't able to finish, and then people will say you didn't finish. People will ridicule you. That sometimes can dampen your mood and make you feel foolish and affects your confidence to do more in the future. But when you do what is in your capacity to do and what makes you happy, you will keep going and doing it, and it will not be an issue, it'll not be a burden. You won't have to search too deep to find it because it's always going to be right there. I know about discipline, and that's a total different thing. There are some things that you must do, whether you like it or not. But this is specifically talking about things that make you happy. Not everyone is happy when they exercise. No matter how much oxytocin the body releases, not everyone is happy when they exercise. But we have to. And we should exercise to stay healthy. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is combing your daughter's hair, baking a cookie, going to your favorite store, watching your favorite movie, drinking your favorite drink, you know, eating your favorite food, going to the beach, laying down on the beach, taking a long drive. Things that will rejuvenate you. Not just things that you have to do, but things that make you get lost in a world of, I don't know, bubbles. Number three, live in the present. This is so important. Oftentimes, we are so concerned about the future, we forget to live in the present. A lot of people experience what is called escapism, which means that they live a life of avoidance. They constantly avoid the present, sometimes in an effort to deal with the reality that they are truly in, which is so unsatisfactory. The truth is, even if it is not pleasant of a situation, you want to still be there. Why? Some of the best lessons are learned in the hardest places. If you avoid it, you will not learn. Also, there is joy in every rough place. Given the fact that you are willing to put worry and pride aside and enjoy it. So these are three tips on how you can do less of what stresses you out and more of what makes you happy. I want you to type in the comment section on my social media platforms, what's your greatest takeaway from this episode, and what are you going to apply to your life? Will you be prioritizing your happiness? Will you find your thing, or will you live in the present? Or maybe you're gonna do all three. Whatever you do, do less of what stresses you out and more of what makes you happy. Because sometimes the balance is not there. The scale is not balanced. It's heavy on the things that stress us out, because those include the things we have to do. And sometimes happiness is not a priority for us. Having an enjoyable moment, even if you are somewhere and trying to enjoy it, you're not living in the present because you're on your phone. So let's practice being in a room when we are in a room. Let's prioritize our happiness and let's find our thing. I love you. I love you, transformation people, transformed nation. I love you. And I'm praying for you. And I'm going to do that before we go. But next month, we're going to start a new series on Thanksgiving, giving thanks, attitude of gratitude, what it means to be thankful and why you should be thankful and what benefits are there when it comes to gratefulness. Father, I pray for your people. I pray for grace upon their lives to do more of what makes them happy and less of what makes them stressed. I thank you that you will show them the areas in them that is really the seed of the stress that they are enduring, and give them grace to live above it, to rise above it, and to be their best selves. I thank you for them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Transforming Lives with Pastor Kim, where transformation is the subject.